Welcome to the mortgage game. I truly, truly believe that building a mortgage business, a successful one, is like playing a game. There's winners, there's losers, there's certain things you try. Some of us are playing checkers while others are playing chess. I've had the ability to coach and mentor hundreds of mortgage brokers. I myself built a very nice business. So now I want to distill all that information, all the things I've learned from that, and bring it directly to you in a simple to understand way. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Mortgage Game Podcast. West Coast Wiley here. Wow, we got a different setup today. This is going to be a little longer podcast. I promise I'll make it worth your while. But we have a different setup here. And you're like, what do you mean, Ryan? I'm super intrigued. Normally I do this in the morning. Normally I do when I'm driving to get my coffee, and I try to fit in so I have to set time aside. Well, I do accountability groups in the morning for 2 straight hours from 6 to 8 a.m. So the mornings are done, and then kids off school, and then I'm into my day. So I kind of just fill in the podcast wherever I can. So right now it is 7:05 p.m. I am sitting in my driveway, in my truck. I've got my whiteboard beside me on my tablet. I've got a cup of tea. I sound very old, but it is what it is. It's my happy place. I come in here because I'd rather do the podcast here than with the microphone in my office. I'm doing it with a headset on, and this is just how I roll. For some reason, I don't know. I'm looking around, I see kids playing. The neighbors are waving at me. They're wondering what the heck I'm doing. They probably think me and my wife are fighting. Oh, he's out in the truck again. Not the case. Okay, so there's so much going on. Give me 5 minutes here before we get into the main event. But I shared this story in our accountability group this morning. And I saw this the other day and I thought it was so cool. And there was this challenge that was given, and they picked 2 people out, and people who have never sculpted anything before. You know, sculpt you create with clay and all that. And they said, hey, each of you have a challenge. For the next 30 days, you need to spend 2 hours a day. So 60 hours over the next 30 days. Person number one, you need to make one pot out of clay from scratch and make it as awesome as you can. You got one pot to make, but just like spend 60 hours making. The next person, their goal was to make as many pots as you can the 30 days. Okay, just make as many as you can. So they compared notes at the end of the 30 days of this experiment. And the person who was supposed to make as many as they could, the other person made this awesome pot, a glorious pot. Person who was supposed to make as many pots as they can, I forget the number of pots they made, but it was quite a lot. You know, I think it was in the high 30s. 27 of those pots were deemed better quality, better craftsmanship than the one where the person spent all their time on. So you're like, ah, cool story, Ryan. Well, the moral of the story is, are you a one pot broker or are you a many pot broker? The person who the many pots, they're getting so many swings at the plate, baseball reference. They're getting so many reps in. The person doing the one is trying to be so perfect. They're trying to send the perfect email, the perfect video, the perfect script, the perfect time of day to reach out, the perfect time to set out your drip campaign, the perfect reason to call someone, the perfect thing to say when you get someone on. Like, it's just, a lot of you listening might be like that. So I ask you, are you the one pot broker or the many pot broker? Man, I want to go on the other one, the other guy, number two or girl. They're the ones I want to be like. I'm just taking swings at the plate. Nothing's perfect. And then you just get there because you just do it so much. You move a lot faster, a lot quicker. You learn. I thought that was a very cool story. Shared in the group this morning. A lot of people liked it. So I wanted to share here. Okay. We've got so many things. I'm just very proud of, there's a movement happening on our end. We have some momentum going, some very, very, very good momentum going. I've thrown everything I do into Strategy Hub. Right? I've been training for 2 years, 2+ years now. And this is the thing. And we've got a lot of momentum. I'm so proud of it. Between our accountability groups in the morning, where we hang out with you in a one-to-many group for 2 weeks straight on one specific topic. We're in one right now where people are, it's their second day of DMs. Their first day sending, the first day is creating videos, and we help them with that. Second day, they fire out 20 DMs. We have people working on applications in the first day, book meetings. Some other people, their win is, hey, I did not think I could do this, and now I'm doing it. And I'm like, yeah, this is 20 of 20,000. 20 of 2000. Like those DMs you sent out, there's so many people that want to hear from you. You don't even realize it. So we give them strategies for that, and it's so awesome. And then we have our pro side of Strategy Hub, which is $100 a month, no commitment. You come in, it's sales and marketing, tons of resources, and they're live training with me every week. And people are gobbling that up, and they're like, this is so good. My brokerage doesn't have this. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why we built it. There's really maybe one or two brokerages that have anything kind of close to it, but there's nothing that has it all. And then there's thousands of brokerages that just don't. And they're like, hey, just go find people, talk to people. And you're like, how do I get business? Well, that's what we show you. And then we have for the people that want to set themselves apart, the elite people that want to change the conversation away from rate, ways to get their foot in the door with clients, ways to literally change the conversation away from rate and not talking about, hey, I'll help you with your prepayment privileges and I'll help you with your penalties. I'll make sure you go with a good lender. And I'm always, no. You change the game with some very advanced mortgage strategies, and then we build marketing plans around them and email campaigns around them and social media around them and webinars around them. We show you how to execute it. And now you actually can puff your chest out a bit and walk around with confidence instead of imposter syndrome, thinking, I am different. Oh, so excited. Plus, we have our cross Canada tour, starting with two cities, Vancouver, Toronto, last week of May. And we haven't announced exactly what that looks like yet. We know if we haven't announced yet, we will be announcing on the next probably 7 to 10 days. We're finalizing speakers and everything and sponsors, but that's going to be super exciting. So we've got a lot going on. If you're like, hey, what do you do, Ryan? Well, I do all that. That's what I do. Okay. And I'm not going anywhere. This is where I am, Canadian mortgage industry, and I'm here to stay, baby. Now let's get into training. Before we do that, this podcast is brought to you by, I think it's cherry blossom tea, green tea. I'm not sure. Either way, I'm sure my grandma did drink it. Okay. So I get the unique perspective of being able to look at a lot of mortgage brokers' businesses, and I see certain people crushing it in certain areas. And then I coach on certain things there. And sometimes I help that person get there. And then sometimes I give them something and they just go make it way better. And I'm like, this is awesome. And then I share that with you through here or Strategy Hub or through social, whatever it is, or through my emails and the newsletter. And I'm all about just sharing all the stuff because we all just get better together. But there's some times where there's just such a simple plan. And sometimes we're throwing so much at you from different angles that you're like, oh, that sounds so good, but I don't have the headspace to do it. Or how do they find time to do that? So I'm going to break down a simple marketing plan for you. This is a marketing plan that can be done in probably 3 hours a month plus 20 or 30 minutes a day. But when I lay it out for you, this is the plan for your marketing business. You would not need any other plan. If I run up to you on the street and I have a microphone in your face and I go, hey, Bob, you're a mortgage broker, right? Yeah. What's your marketing plan? I'm going to share with you what my answer would be after at the end of this podcast when I walk through. But what's your marketing plan? When I ask you, what is it? Half brokers don't know. They don't have a hot clue what's going on. They're trying things. They're all over. Well, I work my database. But what does that mean? What do you do? Do you go in there with a sniper rifle and you find opportunities to save them money? And what are the strategies? I know there's a lot of brokers that do that, but they're very advanced and they have big databases. So what else do you do? You just hang around, you send emails. What do you do in the emails? Is there strategy involved in there? Or you just think, I'll just keep emailing and wait for them to reach out? Are you asking them if they need help? No, 99% of brokers don't ask people if they need help. So your social media, okay, so you put the content out there. What are you doing? You're just hoping people are going to reach out and you're not being proactive. You're putting the content, which is great. But how, see where I'm going? There's lots of things people are doing and trying. But I'm going to break this down for you, okay? So the goal here is to get the. I did this training in Strategy Hub on the elite side, and it really people message me after they're like, "Wow, the way you broke that down." I did it on a whiteboard, so here you're not going to get the visual, but it just put a lot of things in perspective for me. It allowed me to just clear my desk and cut out a lot of the fluff and focus on what you talked about. This will work. I know people who are crushing it, absolutely crushing it. Lots of people in each of the areas I'm going to show you, I'm bringing it all together and simplifying it for you. That's why this is going to be a longer one. We're already 9 minutes in and I haven't even started this, but it's well worth it. Okay, so stick around. Once again, this podcast is brought to you by Cherry Blossom. Oh man. Okay. That cup is not keeping that warm. I'm going to have to drink that fast. So the goal with this marketing plan is the quickest way to fill your lead pipeline. Okay. But you want to fill it, but now how do we sustain that? And then how do we scale it if we choose to? How do we make it like a faucet where we can turn it on and off if we want? And it's very predictable lead flow. This will do it. So there's two ways to get leads for the average mortgage broker. There's a lot of ways, but there's two ways we typically get it. One is from referral partners, and one is from direct to consumer, right? You're taking out the middle person, the referral partner. And so the one way we do it with referral partners, that's realtors typically, financial advisors, accountants, whatever you want to do. There's some drawbacks to that. There's personality fits. You have to sort through a lot of shit, right? That's a big one. If you have objections on realtors, it's always like, yeah, well, I got to talk to a lot of realtors. I got to find the good ones. There's a long sales cycle. You have to put a marketing plan together to then get a realtor to notice you, then to talk to you, then to trust you, then to start trying out sending leads your way. Like, it's a lot of steps after that. I'm not saying you don't do it because I love that model, but it's not a quick model. And you should have a direct consumer model so that you don't have to rely on anybody for your business. People who came through COVID, a lot of us did, brokers, realtors' business dried up. So it was kind of like, oh shit, what do I do now? Well, I'm not very good at marketing to my database. I'm not very good at social media. And I have no marketing plan, even if I do those things. And my realtors aren't sending me anything because they're not getting any business. Yeah, it's a common theme. So I'm going to lay out a direct-to-consumer model, something that is foolproof, something that will work now and forever. And I'm going to dumb it down to exactly what you got to do at the end of the day to make this happen. Okay. So there's two ways, there's two types of consumers. I'm going to call consumers, let's call them leads. Okay. There's, I'm just going to say, for you to go get leads from consumers, there's two ways. You can go get cold leads or warm leads. Well, cold leads, I will never do. That's people, that's basically a phone book, just going through the phone book and calling people, right? Reaching out on social and trying to talk to people that have no clue who you are. That's cold. Not saying it doesn't work. It does. Not where I want to start. I want to exhaust my warm leads and then think about doing that. But I promise if you put this in place, you won't even have to get to the cold leads. And really, no one's going to do it. No one's going to cold call, cold DM, cold text, cold email. We're Canadians. We don't have the kahunas to do it. We don't. The US, they're like, yeah, just give me a phone book. Give me a phone book and a pot of coffee, and I will make money. We're Canadian. We don't do that. So I'm going to share with you. We've got warm. Let's focus on warm leads. So these are people who know you. You're surrounded by warm leads and you don't even realize it. There are so many leads around you that are warm. They might know you a 1 out of 10, a 5 out of 10, a 9, a 10 out of 10. They know you a 1 out of 10. That's a warm lead. It's somewhat, you have some connection to them. So then the question is, where are they? Where are these warm leads, Ryan? Well, couple places. Number one, your email list. I don't have to, like, I'm not going to beat this drum. If you don't have an email list, you're crazy. Every day you should be looking for email addresses. But you've got an email list. You have an email list. I've talked about it many times. That's one place where there are warm leads that kind of or really know you. Then you have Facebook friends. I was at a girl in the accountability group this morning. She's 3,200 friends. She's like, I didn't even realize. Like, that's a lot of friends. I could do a lot of business there based on what we're doing here. And I'm like, yeah, I would not go anywhere else. I would, you have 3,200 people you're connected with on Facebook that have been consuming your content, maybe, maybe not, maybe a lot. And your friends, if you're friends with them on Facebook, that's real. You must be friends. You get what I'm saying? Someone made a conscious decision to click a button to go add friend, accept. Instagram followers, LinkedIn connections. So I was doing a coaching call, and in this coaching call, we ran through these scenarios. And he had 600, the guy I was coaching had 600 people on his list. And then we said from Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, we guesstimated 1,200. So we took out some overlap and we said, there might be some overlap. Let's strip that down 400 and say you have 800 on social on those three platforms, plus the 600 in your list. That's 1,400 warm leads. 1,400 warm leads. That's a lot of warm leads. So what are we going to do about it? Right? Everyone's so focused on, I need more followers, need to get more friends, I need more connections on LinkedIn. I remember back in the day, people would just get connections on LinkedIn. I'm like, I did that. And I remember sitting there for like days, for hours, like 8 years ago, just clicking add, 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 add. Nothing happened. I get spammed. Nothing happened. Email list. There's people here. There's 1,400 warm leads. So let's carry on. What do we do with this? Well, this is where we start building our marketing plan. Okay. You're going to have to stay with me here. I'm going to talk fast. You're going to have to come back, pause, listen, write down. I'm going to get you through this, but just stick with me. Okay. One more tea drink. It's probably the end of that. Okay. So we've got two ways. We've got emails and we have social media. Those are the plans we're going to build. So for email, I'm going to walk you through. Talked about before, I'm going to give you a slim version of it. I saw a study, I forget where I saw it, but it was 60%. If you have this optimal plan you want to accomplish, and I want to do 100 push-ups a day. Study showed that if you did 60% of your optimal plan and you stuck to that, you will win at whatever your end goal was. You will get there. Doesn't mean you even get to the 100, but it's like the 60 is good enough. So if I was going to send, my optimal plan is one video email a week. So 60% of that's 2.4. We're just going to say two. So we're going to say one video and then 15 days, another video to my list of 600. That's two videos in that month. Stick with me. Promise. This makes sense to me. So I'll try and it will make sense to you. I already ran through this training with some people. Now we go to the social side. There are two pieces to the social side. You have content. We know what that is. You putting stuff out there on your profile and whatnot for people to see. And then you have DMs, the stuff that nobody sees, except for the people you're DMing, right? That's direct messages to people. So with the content, ideally you'd like two videos and maybe a static post or two a week. I'm going to go like this. I'm going to say one video a week. Okay. Let's stick with that 50, 60%. Is good and will build your business, and a very nice one. So one video a week we're committing to. We're going to commit to two static posts. Those are the easy one. Like static posts are everywhere and everywhere. In strategy, by the way, we give you static posts done for you on the elite side on all the strategies. Just saying, and in French. If you're in Quebec, we have a whole French section. But I digress. Let's get back to it. That's one video a week. Take out the static posts because that's just stuff that's so easy to have done. Your brokerage, your network, someone gives you that. I don't want you spending time on static posts, right? That's not going to move the needle. It's like one of those things that's cool. Okay, looks good, looks good, but it doesn't move the needle. It doesn't keep people's attention. Like, if that's the main stuff you're doing, then you're in trouble long term. Content is the world. Attention is the currency. That's the currency for everyone. Attention. How do you get it? Create content. Not posts that AI can make for you in 30 seconds. Video of you and your voice talking to people about something you really want to talk about that you think is valuable and showing you're an expert and building trust. Okay, so content's king. So stay with me here. One video per week for content. So that's four videos a month. So under email drip campaign, we have two videos a month. Then for content, we have four videos a month. Then we move to DMs. So in DMs, we're doing this in our accountability group. And it's working. Day one, people were getting applications. Day freaking one, 20 minutes, 30 minutes should be a minimum. You need to prospect somewhere in your business every day. So I'm just going to say 20 minutes. Our people are prospecting in 10 to 15, and they're reaching out to 20 people a day with a recorded video. What's on the recorded video? A lot of different things, stuff that works. So I'm going to say, even you reaching out to 10 people a day with a recorded video would literally take you 6, 7 minutes, plus some follow-up back and forth with people from the previous day or that day, another 5, 10 minutes. You're all in for 20 minutes a day. Okay, 20 minutes a day on DMs. Now you are going to use videos in there. You are going to use videos showcasing some ideas and things and asking if they need help and adding value, 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 ask, value, 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 ask. Everybody, left, right, left, value, value, value. Ask. That's how it goes. So in the DM side, you're reaching out to people who aren't expecting it and you're sending videos. So let me recap here. emails, 2 a month to blanket your 600. Content. You have 1,200 followers watching. You really have an example. Yeah, it was 1,200. 800 might be crossover. So you have 800. Let's call 1,000. You have 1,000 followers between three platforms. 4 videos. And then DMs. You manually sending out a recorded video. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. This is where it gets super interesting. You only need 4 videos to do all this every month. The 4 video topics you create, you get to use those as your content. Then you get to peel out 2 of those and build it into your drip campaign. Video, 15 days, video. And then you get to use that video to drop it as a value add video into your DMs. And so if your video is something complex, like, hey, I specialize in cash jamming, and I'm going to show you how to turn a principal residence with a basement suite into, and which makes your mortgage tax deductible and pays off your mortgage in 4-5 years faster by doing that. This is my topic. That's your video for social. That's your video for your email. And that's your video for your DM. So you throw that in your DM, and before you put the video in, it's you write in, hi, Tom, drop the video. Any interest in looking further into this? After that, you type that in. Now you just personalize that video that you already used on your content, and you also used in your email. And that same video, which it could also be a simpler version. Doesn't that be cash jamming? I only talk with X that we coach on that. It could be refinancing, debt consolidation, first-time home buyer, whatever it is. The structure for your email is you set it up as a drip campaign, right? So people, whoever comes into your world 6 months from now is going to go to email one. You drop them in and they start sliding through. And all of a sudden you have all these different people going through your drip campaign at different times of the day. Video number one is the example I just gave you. Or it could be the first-time home buyer. And so you set up, hi, first name. It's going to suck out the first name from whatever the CSV file is you uploaded. I love BombBomb. Most superior marketing CRM out there for video. Nothing touches it. Definitely nothing in the mortgage industry in Canada. Not even close. My favorite tool. Made a lot of money off that tool. Hi, first name. Enter video. Recap of 3 points what the video is about. Text below so people can read to see if they want to watch the video. And then a big red button that says whatever your call to action is. Learn more. Book 15-minute call, make my mortgage tax deductible. I don't want to make mistakes. I'm a first-time home buyer. Whatever it is. And they click that and it goes to your calendar. That's your video. So if you see where I'm going here, you have 4 videos you make. Now here's the most important piece of the puzzle. You need a content day. If you do not have a content day and you are a mortgage broker in 2024, you are setting yourself up for failure. I am giving you a model that if you built 4 videos, 60 to 90 second videos of you showing people something, showing them a graph and talking about it, green screening it, recording your screen, showing them a calculator, adding some sort of value instead of you just rifling off words to people, and you show them something, show, don't tell, please bring a visual to the party. If you can do that 4 times a month, you build a marketing machine because you get to leverage the hell out of that, those videos. And now you build the emails the same day. You schedule the content going out across Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and if you want, TikTok, YouTube, up to you, but you could just stay with those 3, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, schedule them going out. You could schedule your static posts that you have if you want, which you could get literally an AI service or I don't even want to talk about static posts. Those are the easy ones. Schedule that. And then your DMs, you're just going to use those videos when you're doing your daily non-negotiable lead gen, prospecting, the boring stuff. You're going to be dropping those videos. Then you're done. So if you don't have 3 hours set aside to go build those 4 videos, there's your problem. That's why you're scrambling. That's why you're like, my social's a mess. I don't know when to do it. I don't know. Do a content day. My email marketing's a mess. I know I should make money. I know I need to reach out to my database. I have to do this. So schedule content. Everything, your whole marketing plan comes from content. So we need to really change the way we think here. The old school way of brokering is going to die. It's already almost there, right? The shaking hands, kissing babies, work in the room. Sure, you can do that. That's great. Or you can work from home in a quarter of the time spent and build a brand that's going to live forever. And you can still build relationships. You can peel off referral partners and center of influence and all those people and meet them belly to belly if you like. I'm not saying you have to, you can't, you just need to be a virtual marketer. But to get this going, I just showed you if you schedule a content day once a month and you understand that's literally the most important piece in your mortgage business. And you crush that out, your marketing is done for the month. Then you're just on maintenance, having conversations with people in DMs, answering people's comments, liking their stuff. Like you're on maintenance stuff, easy stuff, answering emails when they come back because your emails are going out. The emails you forgot about that you made 4 months ago are going out on a Tuesday and another client a Wednesday, another one a Thursday. All of a sudden, you have emails going out every day of the week. And you're just answering stuff and booking calls, and it all comes from your content day. Like, I can't stress enough how important it is. I've been teaching on all these things. I've never brought them together like this until I had a coaching session yesterday. And I was like, oh my God. So, in four videos a month, and now what I talked about earlier with the faucet. So, now before I go do anything else, I don't go create a webinar. If you do create a webinar, phenomenal. Love, freaking love webinars. But I would not go do that if I do not have an email marketing machine built, a drip campaign. I would not do it if I don't have content going out consistently with value, 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 ask, value, 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 ask. I would not do that if I'm not doing my daily non-negotiable prospecting through DMs, dropping videos in value, 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 ask, value, 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 ask. I would not be doing the webinar. Imagine if you had a webinar and then you had your email list warm, your content going out, and your DMs warm. You'd get 10x, 20x people to your webinar. That's what I'm talking about. I'm hoping there's like a, I'm basically telling you, make a content day. You need to come up with your four topics. I'm not going to get into the four topics and where you come from. That's so many people are doing so much content out there. You're gonna have to pick stuff that you feel confident in, but it's stuff that you're showing people. I've done podcasts on this. You have to show people things. Talking is great once in a while, but man, think about anytime someone tells you a story and they're drawing a picture or they're talking about a numbers and they have something to focus on. It takes a lot of pressure off you being good on camera, having a background, because now your background is the budget or whatever you screenshotted to make the green screen or whatever numbers you typed up on a Google Doc and then you put on the screen. Go look at my content. You'll see what I do. I do all that. And now you don't have to. It doesn't matter like what's in the background, what your lighting's like. That all goes out the window. You don't have to edit it fancy with these ins and outs and sounds coming in and pulling in like Taylor Swift pictures and making it all fancy. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to bring pop culture into it to get eyeballs. Like, you don't have to do that. You can just show people. And by you telling stories, by showing them numbers without getting too much in how the sausage is made, people will start reaching out to you, especially when you bring in your ask videos after, because you've earned the right to ask because you've given so much value. So I wanted to share this with you. There's layers to this, but your takeaway from this would be I need a content day. And it's actually, I need to leverage the stuff I'm doing. So if I can come up with four videos a month, and then sit there and build them into my emails and everything, like that's your marketing plan in a box. There's no way this does not work. I know people crushing it in each of those three categories. I don't know anyone crushing it in all because I don't think anyone's actually sat back. There's probably people doing it. I just don't know. Sat back and went, ah, every time, even big dogs who are on social, they're like, yeah, my email game sucks. I'm like, oh, but they're so focused on getting more new people, they forget about their database with 3,000 people in it. I'm like, oh my God, I can't even. You have so many opportunities there, right? Now we go back to the faucet. Now, before I do the webinars or anything else, anything marketing, I go, what if I just went from two emails a month to three emails a month to my database? And what if I went to one video a week to one video every 4 days? And what if I went to Instead of 20 minutes of DMs where I'm DMing 10 people, maybe I DM 15 people. Then you get to crank it up and you get to control the lead flow and how many leads come in because you have these foundational pieces built in your business that you can literally turn off and on. But you can't do it without what? Everybody, scream at me. Sound like a DJ. Content day. You need a content day. Okay, kids? I'm not going to say it again. You need a blah, blah, blah day. Okay, that's it. It's podcast, half hour. It might be the longest one yet. I'm not sure. I'm very passionate about this stuff, as you can tell, because I see a lot of mortgage brokers, for a lack of better words, fucking it up. And our business is way easier than you think. Way easier than you think. And I see the frustration in brokers' eyes daily because it's harder now. You know what? It's because not enough, you're not focusing enough time and energy on figuring out the marketing side. And I said this, and it's the last thing I'll say, and then I'm going to end this podcast. I said this today in our accountability group. I know a lot of shitty mortgage brokers. They're better than the bank, like the peons at the bank, but they're just not very good brokers that are making over $500,000 a year. Why? Because they're very good at marketing. Right? I know a lot of really good mortgage brokers, like good. They know the ins and outs and answer the questions in the Facebook groups. They know all the little ninja tricks and all that. And they're making 150 because they suck at marketing. I'd rather be a good marketer any day of the week. The best marketer always wins. And you will catch up on your mortgage broker skills because you'll have more files to work on. So you'll eventually get there. But you could be a 6 or 7 out of 10 mortgage broker and have a very good life. Very good life. Right? Just have to change your focus. So there you go. I wanted to point that out. Hopefully, you got some value from that. Hopefully, I'm going to see you in either Vancouver or Toronto. And hopefully, we are going to announce more cities after that, a cross-country tour. Hopefully, I'm going to see you in person. I would love that. Until then, hopefully, see you on the inside. Peace out.